Just sort of ran out of material to mulch with, but I had a lot of compost that I'd made. So I just put, 3 inches of compost instead of mulch over some things and just left it on top like that.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
I'll bet you you'll be thrilled to see your soil responding in the next weeks that come along.
Yeah, I was real happy that I had extra compost, because usually I don't have enough of that. And I just wasn't sure if it would be so effective on top. But it sounds like as you water from above and it goes down and everything works out good.
And then also what happens is from down below, all of those soil microbes and worms and soil cultivators are going to be taking that from the top down,
okay.
and mixing it in. Just as in nature, when the leaves and everything falls from the trees, it lands on top and everything just sort of melts in as the course of time goes by. So.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask you what sort of products that you have there at Local that gardeners are taking advantage of this week, but I didn't want to leave anything else out. Do you have any other topics that struck your fancy?
Let's see. The gardens are pretty well planted out, as they should be by now. We're well into the season now, so if things aren't in, we're getting a little short on time. But one of the things that we do have here, this is really the last week that we'll have them at Local, the annual garden flowers. So when you're thinking about brightening up your patios or filling in those boxes around your windows or whatever you have,